You're on Daf Tzadik Zayin Omid Aleph, the top of the Omid. We had heard a member of Rav, that Rav Paskind, that Avde Kemekar Kidomi, Avodim Einom Nigzola. So the Gemara asked, Umi Omar Rav Avde Kemekar Kidomi, does Rav take a hold Avde Kemekar Kidomi? Omar Rav Daniel Barav Katina Omar Rav Hatekev Ba'avdei Shol Chaveiroi. Rav said, if a person was Tekev, he grabbed away Avdei Shol Chaveiroi, Va'osa Boi Meloche, Potter is Potter to pay. He doesn't have to pay for the benefit he derived from working with the Sabbath. If Rav holds that Avde Kimekar Koidomi, am I Potter? Why is he Potter? Birshuse de More Koi. Suppose the Kasha is, we had learned, and that Tzadik Vavam at Beis, that a Gazlan is Potter to pay Mashenenis. Kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas agzela, we had mentioned, Rabbi Chanan says pshat in the Rashbe, that a gazlon acquires kinyonik zela, and one of the kinyonik zela entitles him that if he's meshev the gzela, he does not have to pay for the shimush that he had derived from the gzela. Kol agazlonim mishalmim kishas agzela. So now, this memre of Rav, Atoykev ba'avdei shol chavei revosu be'meloche potter. So if he would hold avdei kemikal metal talidomi, so it's very good. He has kinyon igzeil and the evet, and he there's no chiyuv to pay mashenenis. But v'is al kedaitach avdei kemikal koidomi. But if we will assume that Rav holds avdei kemikal koidomi, amai potter. Why is he potter to pay for the shimush b'shuse de morikoi? There was no gzela, karka einan gzelas. So he's using the chafetzim of the bailim. So he has to pay for it. So the Gemara answers, oche b'maya skinen shaloi b'shas malach. It is speaking about that he worked with the Eved when the Bailam would have Sivasai not worked with him. So what does Rashi say? Potel mileshailam labailov schore. Shaloi bishas malochim. Bisho sha'inirog elasis maloche. It is as man that this Eved doesn't work Sivasai. Oy sha'in achshav labailov maloche lasais. Or the Bible doesn't have anything what to do with him side by side. So that what Rav Pater to pay was also the concept of Zenene Vizeloi Chosa. If I'm Nene from Yene, and he's not Nechsa from my Hano, not Mechuyif to pay. The Sholach, Iho, the Sholach Le Rab Abe, Le Mori Barmah. Boy minay me Ravuna, ask from Ravuna Shaila Hador Bachotza Chaveiroi Shaloi Midatoi. The person is living in Yenim's Chotza, Tzorech Lahalois Loischar, Oy Ein Tzorech Lahalois Loischar. Do you have to pay for the Shimushe Dira that he acquired? Vishol Chalei Ein Tzorech Lahalois Loischar. He doesn't have to pay. So Mamela says, that's very good. We're making an akim to him. That the case of Tekev Avde is speaking about when he wasn't Oysa by Meloche, so it's Anene Vizeloi Chosa, so therefore he's Potter to pay. So the Gemara says, Ochi Hashte, how can you compare Hador Bechotza Chaveiroi to Tekev Avde Shal Chaveiroi? What's the problem? Bishloima hosom bein lamanda omar beisa meis veyosef. According to the manda omar that holds a meyushiv the kebayis has a kiyum. Nichalei, So the owner of the bayis is very happy that someone is living in the house. Bein lamanda oma ushiya yukat shav. There's another mandioma that says there's a shed that is mazik, empty houses. So memela is also nichalei. So the owner is very happy that someone is living there. Alahoche mi nichalei de nikhe shavdei. But here is it then niche for the odain that his eved should work and he becomes a kochush. Now let us see, Rashin will elaborate a little on this Gemara. Kedishalach lei ado b'chotza chaveiru, umekmina lo b'perik beiz b'chotza d'leikai melagre. So mele tzenene v'zeh leichosa. So the Gemara says, how can you compare working with an eved to a chotza d'leikai melagre? There, there's a concept of beisva, meisva yosef. Ze hado b'soicha, a person who's living in a house, I have here a gilsa, haneyu lebala bayis, he's mahana the balabos. The bayis shohu miyushev b'diyoyrim, a bayis that people are living in, yosef, ein chorev, does not get destroyed. Lefisha do besoicho, whoever's living there, Tom, he stuffs up, umashpitz, sdoker tomit, one is living there, so the cracks and the other kilkulim that come about in the house by itself, if one is living there, he takes care of them, so they don't accumulate. Shie yukacha, Shetu Ishmay Shia, Mekate Shaori Bekaisli Bayis, he breaks down the doors and the walls. Shainotam Do Besaiche, if people are not living there, so this shet is a shlita. But over here, what benefit is he deriving from that someone is taikif avdai? So Emerson, why do we need these svores, l'chayre this is tamazay a svore of ze nene v'ze loichos a respoto. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says, there's another prat that is needed in order to pater him, that the beis ameis v'yosef, shiye yukacha. Why do you need this prat? Why is this necessary? I'd just like to mention the Ran, the second Perek, the Maram, say as follows. Bemison, the Gemara says, Zenene v'zeloi chosa respota. That's 100% true. If my dire is not mechasa, the chosa, the bias, so I'm potter to pay. But the Gemara says usually when one lives in a house, there's shacharise de ishaise. That means the walls get dirty, they get dark. So there's a chosa. There's some sort of a chosa that comes about through his dire. And there's a svare that because of that, zenene v'zechosa, even though the chosaron is minute, is megalgun all of us akel. Then you have to pay ready for your hano. So memele, by every do b'chotza chaveira, do b'beis chaveiroi, even though it's loy chosel, he's not machasa him the rent, because he wouldn't have rented outside beside, but there's a different chesor. There's a chesor in that the dire mitzad atzmoi creates cheschoinis in the bayis and in the chotza. And because of that, he should have to pay, megalvonol v'sagol, should have to pay for the complete handle. So, to counteract this chasorin, the Gemara mentioned, no, that true, the walls got a little blacker, a little darker, but do you realize the benefits that the bala bayis is receiving from the dough? It's a beis ameis v'yosef, shiye yukacha. These benefits outweigh the small chasorin. So, Mamela thoughts again called zenene v'zeloi chosam. So here the Gemara asks, But here you should know there's also a chesaron over here. Good, he wouldn't work with him side by side. But he's makrish the Eved. The Eved now got weak. He's a weak Eved. He did a full day's work with him. Tomorrow he's going to be, he won't have the full strength because he worked with him today. So the Zicha is a chosel over here. He wouldn't have worked with him, but there's a chosel, there's makrish. So memele, so then there should be a din, you have to pay mash, and then it's, that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, Omri ochinami nechalei delei listerei ate. No, there's also a benefit that the Baal Ha'evet is acquiring from the one who's working with the Evet. That means a Evet who doesn't work gets an atiyah to batola. He experiences a day without working and he's toyim the time of batola, so he's moishik for batola. This is not a good, matzv that we're exposing the evet to. He can be an evet and not work also. That's terrible. So working with this evet today outweighs the kilkul of Nikrish Avdei, Simamela, so it's the same thing. What does Rashi say? The Loinistere Shalayilmat Darche Habatola. It's a limud that one learns very quickly, and Mamela, so it's very good that he should not get exposed to this limud of Darche Batola. Now the Gemara relates a Maise. Bei Rav Yosef Bar Chome, Havetokif Avdi Deinshi Demasik Bozuzi. There were people that had borrowed money from Rav Yosef Bar Chome, so he went and he was Tekif Avodim from them, and he worked with them, and he worked with these Avodim. Omar lei rove brei my time of it mahochi. Why are you doing such a thing? You're taking genim zavodim. Omar lei doma rav nachmen avdo non kreise loy shavi. Rav Nachman, when he spoke about avodim, he said an eved is not worth the bread you put into his stomach. That means how much work an eved does, so the food you feed him is more than the work that he does for you. An eved is a losing business. He eats more than he produces. So Mamela, so Rav Yosef Bar Chome said, I'm doing them a taiva, I'm giving them to eat. I got like this, the owner would have to give him to eat, and whatever he would do, I'm giving them to eat. And then I'm working with them. No, so Mamela, not doing anything. I'm not taking away anything for them. Fakel, I'm helping them through supporting the Evet. Omalei, so Rove told his father, Rav Nachman didn't say this as a general klal for all avodim. Rav Nachman's Eimed Omar Rav Nachman kegein doru avde. He spoke about his Evet. The Merakit Beikuvi, his Eved was a late, and he used to go to the bars, to the saloons. He used to dance there and make latzonis. That's all that he could do. He didn't do anything more constructive. So Memela, so Rav Nachman said on his Eved, he's not worth the food that I feed him. But to make a generality and say all avodim are like this, kulo avdi, Meved of the all avodim the work is a mele. So what right do you have to do this? You're taking away the avodim. Amalei. So Rav Yosef Bar Chome told the son, Anoke Rav Daniel Sfirali. The Omar Rav Daniel Barav Ketino Marav, Atekev Ba'avde Shal Chavere, Ba'osa Bay Meloche Pota. Alme nichalei de leilistere yavde. Because that's the memra of Rav Katina we just had. And if a person is taikif avde shol chaveiroi in a zman, when he's not doing melachas ayvesai, so fakelt, you don't have to pay. I'm doing a toy with him. Al manicha lei de la lista rabdi. Omalei, some amelas, so what am I doing wrong? Omalei, hani mili heichid le masik buzuzi. He says, this works only if you didn't lend the money. But mark, even the masik buzuzi, merzi kerebis. That means you lent the money, and lemaise, you're taking, you're deriving benefit from his avodim. This is merzi kerebis. So even though, meikar adin, you don't have to pay for this benefit, it's zenene bezeloi chosso. So this is a benefit that does not have to be paid for, but I'll call upon him, since you lend money, it's merzi kerebis. The Omar Rav Yosef Barminyumi Omar Rav Nachman, af al pi sha'omru hador b'chotzach ha'beiroi sh'loi midatoi, ein tzorich lahalois loischad. Zenene v'zeloi chosso, you do not have to pay. Hilvou v'dor b'chotzach ha'beiroi tzorich lahalois loischad. If he had lent him money, and he lives in the chotza, he has to pay him. Because if not, it's merzi kerebis. It seems you are taking more, you're taking, you're deriving benefit from the leiva. Amalei, oh, I hear, otribi. So I have charot, what I did. First Taisus will learn after the next sugya. Let us see the second Taisus. Uvo v'do b'chatzere, kule sugye d'hoche, kilishne kame beizel neshech. That means there are two lishaynes in what Rav Yosef Barmen Yumi said. Rav Yosef Barmen Yumi Barav said, uvo v'do b'chatzere is also, or davkev he was kaitzitz, and he said, halveini, v'doir b'chatzeri. Others say, davke, if they were koitzitz, b'shas halvo, that you should live in the chotza, then it's also. But halvo is mutter, but this is the first losh, and the first losh knows that filo halvo is also also. So it comes out like this. It comes out, according to this memre of Rav Nachman, it comes out, amir b'kechidish. That means, even though the malve is deriving a benefit, which you don't have to pay for this benefit. It's a nene v'zeloi chosa, afal pikein. If it's a malve and a loive, it's merze kerebis. It looks like she's getting more than he lent him. He's getting a service, plus he's getting paid back the chayv. Taktaisves, tzorech iyon, how is a loiver permitted to do any toive l'malve? Afilu dvorim shoyoyso loy b'loy halvo. Afilu things which without avoy also would have done. Vafilu dvorim shein regilis little mehem schar. He's doing something for him which no one takes money for this. This is a service, a chotza d'leikayim la'agra, that everyone lives in this loiva's house. No one pays the loiva. It's a nene v'zeh loichosa. The minute the malva wants to live in the house, we say, no, oh, so you're getting, it's merzi keribis. So even though I'm getting a service that no one pays for. Everyone takes the service and no one pays for it. V'cholshkein, and it'll come out, dvorim she'ein regilis lahashel b'chinam. Something that is no regilis lahashel b'chinam. That people normally do not lend. They rent. Kigoin lahashel susay. To lend a horse she'yayosa. So this should be also, afilu hu kolkach oyavoy, shebelav hochi hoya mashile. That means, we're speaking about two yedidim, forget about the halvo. That means a horse, usually we don't lend to someone. If you want to use my horse, I'll rent it to you. You don't lend it. By two yedidim, they'll lend it. And now, so what'll be the din? If this loive wants to lend his horse to the malve, so he'll come out, even though he's not doing it for the halva, and he would have, without the halva, he also would have lent it to him. Afal pi kein, it should be yosa. Pim kein, yosa, mida, yesh, le, lizoy, le, loivish, le, yasa, le, malvish, manosa, comes out, it's very mechudishtik. These are things which normally would be done from the loive to the malve. Even if the avor hadn't occurred, and now it'll come out as he saw him, he can't do it since he lent him. Now all of a sudden it's merzik eribis, it's a merzik eridish. So on this kasha, Tosfos says two thirds. Terz number one, v'yesh loyma, the davke mili de farhesye va'avshetuk. This whole issa of merzik eribis is dafke by something which is av shemusa, that means everyone sees it, everyone is aware of it. Kigoy, loder b'chatzeiroi, that was the memory of Rav Nachman. Also loder b'chatzeiroi, now he's living in the chatz, everyone knows about it. Or the case of Agamo, v'liskoy v'avdoi, they see he took Yenem Zevet, the loiv is Zevet, he's working with the Yevet. So Mamela, since this is Mefusim, so that Chazal asa. Avalahashiloi Kalov, Ayafilo Susai, but something that's not so Mefusim, given the Balaf Ochi Mashiloi, that means he's not doing it because of the Halvo, he would have done it side by side. Muta, today Kenami, and I'll bring a raya, this is an emesoteret. The noket b'masnisen chatzeiroi. The Mishnah says that amalves chaveiroi lo yidor b'chatzeiroi chino. He shouldn't live in his chotzas. Why did he mention chotzas? Anything. Any zenen of his eloi chotzas. It shouldn't say that he shouldn't rent him the kalim a cheaper price, even though these two are yedidim, and he also always would have rented it to him in a cheaper price, even lent it to him. This is teretz number one. Va'oit shemo yesh loima dechol heiche dekoidam halvo oyoyvim zeze. If koydem avo ayivim zeze shayim eshilim chotzer zel zema yitzrichim, they would have lent a chotzer. I feel a chotzer the kaima lagre. They would have lent it. You need for Shabbos. You need this chotzer. No problem. You're my yedi. You're allowed to lend it. There's no concept of avshem milsa. There's no such thing. Muta lahashu af laachar. Umas nisin deizel nesher, the Mishnah says, lo yaske loy bepoches, he shouldn't rent it to him with a deduction, a cheaper rate. Bistam b'nei odom, the Mishnah is speaking about a person who rents out his chotzer, and he rents it out for the running rates. Shein regila shi oisei loy v'lamal v'oisei no b'loy halbo. So normally he wouldn't have done it. He lent him money. Now he's giving him a lesser rate. So that's ribbis. Dumye dagdoma shalom shein osa ela ba'isa shleha yeroga lahagdom le mikaydim. If the din is that if a loive borrowed money is layagdom le shalom, so this din of layagdom le shalom was only said if till the halva he never gave him shalom at all. He ignored him completely. Now after the halva he sees him already, shalom aleichem yankel. Oh, some amela. So that spells out that the reason of this Breite Shalom Aleichem is Dalvo. Umiyu. Some Amelos Azai. The Mishnah, let us just remind ourselves what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says two Alochis. Lo Yidor Bachatzei Reichinom, which means Achotzei Deloikaim Elo Agre, which means you shouldn't give him a cheaper rate. Now, Taisva says the Mishnah is speaking about a person, he has a standard rate to rent out his chotza. Now, this, and if it wouldn't have been for the Malva, he rented out to the Malva also for the standard rate. Now, the Malva comes over, now the body's ready, and he wants to, yes, maybe he can rent the Bepochis. This is ribbis. That means I'm doing something and being mative to you because of the halva. This is ribbis. But fine. But now, now what is this speaking about? It's speaking about a chotzer de loikai melagre. And it's enene vize loichosa. And it says also loyide bachatzei rechinom. Here we have a problem. So this is all the time people live in this chotzer. So what shall layida b'chatzay rechino? Not this is a problem. So now Tosis wants to say mi afilu dove shoy mashilei b'lavochi kigoyin chotzer d'loikai m'la'agre. Im nichnas shaloi midas chaveroi chayiv. But if he entered the chotzer without permission, he's chayiv. Af al pishim loi hilvoloi loi hoye chayiv losis loi schar, kedemash mahochi. Now, Taisvis says a new yesod. Taisvis says as follows. Hador bechotzer chaveroi. That means I live b'chotza chaveroi, shaloi midas. I walk into Yenim's chotza, I'm there a year. Bailam doesn't know about it. After the year, he comes over to me, he lived in my chotza a year, pay me. So the thing is, we go to the interior, not he's spotted to pay. He wouldn't have rented it outside his side, wasn't oimid lahaskir, zenene vizeloi chotza, he's spotted to pay. Now, the Dvayakev brings down, if the din is he potter to pay, is he not potter to pay, the din is, senene bezeloi chosa, he's potter to pay. Right? He doesn't owe him any money. Let's clear a different shayla. Well, let's get a different shayla. Am I allowed to go into Yenim's chotza, that's like I'm a lager, and live there without asking rishus? This is not proper. This is not right. If you went in, and you live there, and there's a entire you have to pay, Zenenim Zalachos is potter. But Chatchila, to do such a thing without asking Rishus, you're not allowed to do. So Memele, so Taisvis is saying as follows. Taisvis is saying that Lo Yidr Bachatzei Reichinom is speaking about he's going into the Chotzer without Rishus. So this is an Avla. So it's an Avla all the time, but no, he did an avos nishkefela. But when he's alive and he does the avle, so then it is a reyach of ribis already. Then it looks, why didn't you ask? Because I don't have to ask, because I lent him the money. Then it looks that he was taking the dire without asking because of the halbo. That is also. Layida b'chatzei reichinam means shaloi b'rshus. So it'll come out like this. So the way Tais is saying now, if he'd walk over to the Malve, would walk over to the Loive, and ask the Loive, listen, can I live in your chutz? And the Loive says, no, Shaila, no problem whatsoever. Well, that could be Mutrafila by Loive also. This is like I'm a Lagret, and then there's a Lechosa, I ask permission, no problem whatsoever. Lo yidah b'chatzei rechina means I'm taking the chotzer without asking, and that is merzik and ribis. And that is the memra of Rav Nachman over here. Hilvo v'do b'chatzei chaveh, tzorich la'alis lo'ischal, it shouldn't be merzik and ribis. should be Merzik Rebbetz. Fine. So it comes out, according to this Teretz, Tosfos was Mechadish, that Achotzer, the Loikaima La'agre, one is not permitted, a Malva is not permitted to live in this Chotzer without permission, and he has to pay. That's what Tosfos is saying. Bahai the Kamahosam Allah the Milsadoch Imaikemash Malon Taninim. Now, let us just say over what the Gemara in Bab Metzia and Avsamach Dalad Amad Bey says. The Gemara brings down this memra of Rav Nachman. Afa Pisha Umru Hador Bachotza Habere Shloy Medatoi Ein Tzorich Lahalis Loischar Hilvo Vido Bachotza Habere Tzorich Lahalis Loischar. And Taisa says, the Lumbus is, since he's taking it without permission, so the Gemara in Bab Metzia asks, my kamash malon, it's a Mishnah. Hamalve es chaveiroi lo yidar b'chatzei rechinom. So that's the Mishnah. So what is Rav Nachman saying? That's the Gemara's kash. Omishani, Maike Mashmalon Tanine, Umishani Mao de Taime. I would think, Hani Mili Chotza de Kaima Lagre. I would think the Mishnah is, let's learn Poshep Shat. I would think the Mishnah is speaking about a Chotza de Kaima Lagre. Then it's also, because it's an enemy of a Chotza. Kamashmalon, but a fellow like Kaima Lagre, it's also also. So when we have such a Gemara, so when we have such a Gemara, so the so the Mishnah is telling us a chotza the kaimelag, and Rav Nachman is coming to tell us a filu a chotza the loy kaimelag. So Taisva says loy boy lemeima. Kamashmalon the Maslisan Ayri Afilu Bedaloi Kaim Malagra. This is Pshat in what Rav Nachman is being Megala. The Maslisan Vadi Le Mayri Aladavki Bedekai Malagra. Even the Mayri Midaitoi. It says Le Yaskeloi Bepoches. And Yaskeloi Mepoches is Midaitoi. So Lechere Le Yida Bachatzei Rechinam is also Midaitoi. Alohochi Perushai. So pshat in the Gemara is kamash malon da'afilu loikaima la'agre osa heichet lo'yhava midait. So Taisha says, no, pshat in the Gemara is completely different. The Mishnah is speaking about kaima la'agre. And that's why midait is also osa. Rav Yochanan is coming to tell us by loikai mela agre and shaloi bershus is also awesome. So Taisva says, upiris e dochuk, da pshat mashme, da masnisen koi. Poshe pshat is that Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Rav Nachman is saying pshat in the Mishnah. Kamashma, the Masnissan Ayri, Afilabulai Kaimela Agra, Afalgap, the Irish and Nichnas Midatoi, so then we have a problem. So the Pashtas, Loshen Agmore, is very shver. Now, let us first say over the next Gemore, and then we'll learn it over again. This is a very difficult Gemore, and there are different mahalchim, how to understand the Gemara. I'd like to say over one mahalach, we should understand the Gemara. But let's just first say the Gemara. Itma, hatoikev sfinosoi shal chaveiroi, va'osa ba'maloche. A person went and chapped away someone's svina, and he was, osa ba'maloche, was doing maloche with the svina. Omarav, rotzo schoronoitel, Rotza pichsonoit. So Rav said the owner of the ship has an alternative. Let's see what Rashi says. Pichso im nishbaro oy niskalkalo. It broke or became niskalko. Udmei pichso yiseirin al schoro. And the pras is more than the schar. Neito demei pichso. Amoyredike zach. Now, so what are we speaking about? Reuven chapped away Shimon's ship. Shimon's ship, and he went on the yam with it, and he brought it back. So now, there's some damage there. Some damage occurred to the ship because of Reuven's journey. So Shimon has an alternative. Shimon has to make a cheshbon. What is it worthwhile to be Teveya? It seems he's only Teveya one thing. If he wants, he can be Teveya. Let's say if the market value of using a ship X amount of days is much more than the pras, so he mons the schat, you use my ship for X amount of days, you have to pay for it. If the damage that was done is greater than the schat, and he mons the damage. Both, it seems, he can mon. But he has the breire, the alternative to mon, whatever is worthwhile for him to mon. Shmuel says, no, he can't mon whatever he wants. He can only mon the pras. So Rav Papa said, there's no machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Ha da avide la agre, ha da loy avide la agre. Rav is speaking about that this ship was avide la agre. That means it was aimed to be rented out. And then, therefore, Rav says, rotzo schora noito. If he wants, he can be teveya the scha. Shmuel is speaking about the loy avide la agre. It was not oimet to be rented out. What was it oimet for? So the Truma Sakri says it was oimet for the owner of the ship to use it. I'm not renting out ships. This is my ship. I need it. If it's not oimet to be rented out, then you pay the pras. That's case number one. Now let's go. That's one mahalach loy pligi. The boy is saying, ho, vo, ho, da avide la agre. Both cases are speaking about da avide la agre. It was aimed to be rented out. Ho, de nochis lay adaita da agre, vo, de nochis lay adaita da gazlunus. If this taikif grabbed it away, he wanted to rent it, then the din is, rotzo schora neutel, rotzo pichsa neutel. Or the nochis layadaita the gazlonusa, then he only pays the pras. Let us see Rashi, and then we'll go over again the sugya to understand the sugya. Ovid laagre. This is a puppet. Mistame kinochis lo adaita the agre nochis. He went and he took it. With an intention to pay. Hilkach lav v'teires gazlan daninelei. V'noisin schora al kolchoi im rovin hein al demei pichso. That means if the schar is more than the pras, so we say since it's ovid la agro, so mistame you were nochis to rent it, so you have to pay the rent, even though it's more than the pras. Ha de lo yavide la agre, this is the first lashon, lo yoiv le ela pichsa. And you only pay the pras. Then the Gemara second teretz is, nochis lo adaita da agre, Rav is speaking about that nochis lo yavide da agre, nochis lo adaita da agre, rotzes chore neutel. If he wants, he can take the schar. ואם פירסו יש על הסחורו, נויתו דמי פיסחו. דאר כוחך שוקלו, he took it without permission, וגזל הוא. אוכל לא עדיית את הגזל הנוסו, אפילו סחורו גודל מפירסו, ביואב לא פירס, אלא פירסו, וכל הגזלונים משלמים כשעס הגזי. Now, let us learn again the Gemara again to try to understand the mechanics of the Gemara. Again, itma atoykev sfinosoi shel chaveroi. A person was toykev sfinosoi shel chaveroi, and Rashi says al kol chach shokle. That means like this. Let us talk about you have ships in the bay. Ships for rent, and a person goes and chaps a ship, and they're screaming, who used to take a ship? By the time he's already out of the bay, and he's using the ship already. This is atoykev svinosei shel chaveiro. Va'osa bo malochim, and he was using it. He used it. Amar Rav, so Rav said, Rotzo schora noito. If he wants, he could be teveya, the rental. Rotzo pichso noito. If he wants, if there were some damages, and the damages are more, this is dependent completely to the bala svine, there were damages, so he has the priority to choose what to be teveya. If he wants, he could be teveya, the schiris, the rental. That is, if the rental is more than the damages. And if he wants, the damages are more than the rental, he can mend the damages. Ushmul oma, eine neutel ella pichso. Shmuel said, he can only take the pras. If there's pras, he can take the pras. He cannot take the schiris. Amar Rav Papa loy pligi hod avide la agro hod loy avide la agro. Rav is speaking about avide la agro, and Shmuel is speaking about loy avide la agro. So now let us again see Rashi. Pirso im nishbaro oynis kalkalo. Udmei pichso yiseiren al schora. This is Rav. If he wants, it's not called udmei pichso. He takes the pras. Now, we're speaking about Ovid la'agro. So Rashi says, mistome ki nochas lo adaita da agro nochis. That means, if a person goes and he sees there's ships for rent, and he goes and takes one of the ships. Mistome adaita da agronoches. Mistome, he's not stealing it. He took the ship because these are ships for rent. So why aren't you a mensch? So why don't you go over and pay before you take? Akasha famaisa. But if I'm not a mensch, it doesn't mean I'm a gazlan. I'm not a mensch. I didn't have time. But mistome, if it's he's going and taking ships that are oimed to be rented, so mustama, he wanted to rent it. So memele, hilkach lavater is gazlan daninele, you can't say he's a gazlan. The noisen schora al kochoi im rovin hein al de mepichso. So he pays the scha. I mean, so what is pshat over here? So let's understand pshat. If we would say for 1 minute he's a gazlan, we don't know this person did not denounce what's pshat in his tekife. If I would know clearly he's a gazlan, so we have a klal, kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeil, a gazlan does not have to pay for the shimush. We had before by Padne de Ture, me'ike radin, a person stole shvorim, he returns the shvorim, you don't have to pay. So memele, Rotza schora neutel means I can assume, investment can assume, that if you took a ship that was aimed to be rented. Some of you wanted to rent it. You're in a hurry, whatever it is, but you wanted to rent it. Some of you, if you wanted to rent it, so a person wants to rent something that's aimed in Alaska, you have to pay for the rent. Fine. That is go to the Rashi. Let's go further. So Mela, I assume he wanted to rent it. If it's Le'yavidelagre, so why did he take it? That means, so the we mentioned the Tumas Akrisas Pshat. Le'yavidelagre means, this was my ship. I'm not renting out the ship. It's my ship. Yana comes into the dock where my ship is, a good dog, he jumps into the ship, he takes away the ship. What is pshat in this person? Wants to rent it? Man, the ship isn't for rent, it's my ship. So pshat is he went and took Yana's ship. I don't assume that he wanted to rent it, because it's not aimed to rent. You want to rent the ship, it's not aimed to rent. So you want to steal it, that's called you want to steal it, you want to steal it. So if you want to steal it, so therefore you don't pay agra, that's Shmuel. Shmuel said you pay pichso. That means if there's a pchas, if by using it, a pchas occurred, no, you have to pay, You stole something without a pchas, now there's some damage, you have to pay for the damage. Kol gazon mishalma kishas agzela. You stole a ship that was guns, and now it's there's certain things that are missing, you have to pay for that. So this is the first lotion. But we don't understand yet what shat rotzo pichso noitel. If he wants, if the pchas is more, he can take the pchas. So let's see the next Rashi. So the next Rashi is speaking also about the same case according to Rav. Nochus lo adaita da agra. If the pchas is more than the schar, neitel the may pichso, then he can take the pchas. The al kochoch shoklo, because he took it al kochoch, the gezel, in its gezel. So now, all of a sudden, we have a very interesting scenario over here. In this case, it's avide Lahaskir, it's oimit to be rented out, avide lagre. And that is why is rotzo schora neutel. I didn't say you stole it, you took it to rent. So mainly you have to pay me the schiris. But if this, the pras is more, you're gazlin. You have to pay me the pras. Now, how does this work? So Rashi says, dal kochov shoklo begezel. He took it without permission, he's a gazel. A seicher shaloi midas. That's what he really is. He's a seicher shaloi midas. He's a gazel. You're a gazel. So why do you pay, so if you're a gazel, so why do you pay schiris? So a gazel doesn't, you just pay, why do you pay schiris? So they bring down from the yamshel shloime. This is a very delicate situation. That means I, the owner of the ship, has a ship that he rents out. This person grabbed the ship. So it could be, you can look at it in two ways. He had an akpod on him. You took my ship without rishus. So that action alone, you wanted to rent it. Naniach, you wanted to rent it. Fine. But you don't rent like that. You don't take, but you are saying, chashalim midas. This pu'ula alone, of taking something without reshus, even though you want to pay, is a din of a gazel. So mamela is like this. So if the pchas is worth more than the schar, I'm going to throw the book at you. You're a gazel. You're a gazel. Don't say you wanted to rent it. Here's the rent. And we're speaking about the pchas was machmas the meloche. That means all other people who rented this ship also had this pras could be. It was machmas malachi. You rented the This can very readily happen. And if I'd be a rent, I'd be potter to pay for the pras. But the owner of the ship says, Reb Yid, I'm sorry. You did not rent it from me with permission. You grabbed it from me. You're a gazlan. And that gazlan has to pay for pras. You mafchis my dos, you have to pay. I won't own for you the rental, but I'm own for you the pras, which is much more. Now, what is the din if the schar is more than the pras? Then all of a sudden, we turn over the coin and we say, no, you wanted to rent it, so it's rented. So you pay for the schiras. You pay for the schiras. Now, how do we do this? So the Yamsha Shloime says that in Yesod, the owner of the ship can really decide, does he want to rent it or doesn't he want to rent it? This person who grabbed it was a sheikitz. He's a seicha shloime das. But I could still be masking to rent it to him, even if he's a sheikitz. I could still be masking. He grabbed it. He had no right to grab it. But if he wants, it's aimed to be rented. And if it's worthwhile for me to rent, I'll see how long he took. It's worth of me. So I can be masking that it should be rented. He wanted to rent it. So I have an alternative what to do. If it's worthwhile for me not to rent it, I can say it's not rented to you because you took it without permission. So mamela, then you have chiyuve gazlon on yourself, and then you'll have to pay the pchas. If it's worthwhile for me to rent it to you because this agra, the schar, is more than the pchas, so mamela, then I can say, okay, you're a sheikitz, but I'm asking to rent it to you. You wanted to rent it, it's aimed to rent. You pay the schar. But then he won't pay the pchas because either one of the two, either the pchas was a poil yoytzei from the shimush, and if a person rents something, that's like mesa machmas malocha. That means I'm doing, you rent it. This is tear and wear, the usage of the ship. So mamela, I don't have to pay for the pras. This is what Rav is saying lefiya emes. Rav is saying lefiya emes by a sfine, the kaima la agre, and a person was taken with it. So Rav says, what if this could be nidain in two eifanim? You can be done. This is a gzele, because it was done without permission. Or but you could be done that it's a schiris. And what it is, the masker can decide what he wants it accepted as a schiris or as a gezel. And he does what's worthwhile for him. Shmuel, in both cases, Shmuel is speaking about either by speaking about that lo yavide da agre was a ship that he used. So I assume that it was nochis lo daita de gazlanusa. Or in the second case, it's speaking about avide da agre, but I know lo it was nochis lo daita de gazlanusa. Nochis lo daita de gazlanusa is a trashi. Afilu schore godol mi pirso, lo yavle elo pirso. So this is l'chayre a yips a shtikul klara mahalach how to understand this gemara alibe derashi. Now let us just see the top toisvus. Mi omar Rav avde kemikarki domi. As Rav hold avde kemikarki domi, ba omar Rav Daniel bar Rav Katina omar Rav. No, the Miyama Rav Avdikim Kalkim Rav the deal by Rav Katine, that what? That he's potter to pay. So Taisvi says, Vim hoyo kimikalki domi, if it's kimikalki domi, afilu noches lo beteres kazlonus, loinofik meshusei demori, davike kalke denig zelis, umishalim agre eichet de koila agre, if it's oimid lahaskir, so memela you pay for the schiras. K'may sfina de lekamon heichad loy nochas lebeteres gazlonos. You pay for the schiras. Here afilu it's nochas lebeteres gazlonos, but since kalk ain't in nigzelas, so it's not considered it was nigzal. So there's no poiter of kol gazlonim mishalmin kishas gazelot a pata for the schiras. So therefore you mechuyev to pay for the schiras.